What are the most popular places in the countryside for people in your region to visit? One of the most popular places in my province is a safari park. Most people will probably never have the opportunity to travel to Africa to see wild animals like elephants, rhinos, and lions living in the wild. So driving through this safari park is about as close to the real thing as they will ever experience. It's absolutely incredible to be within touching distance of some of the world's most well-known and best-loved animals, even though it can be a bit scary at times when some of the larger or dangerous animals get too close to your car. Not only does the safari park give people the chance to see animals from around the world up close, it also has an extremely interesting museum that can educate us about the importance of looking after the environment and treating all animals with respect and understanding. I really hope that places like this will have a positive effect on people in my country's attitude towards animal rights and being kind to the environment. Who will enjoy visiting the countryside? I think that countryside can be enjoyed and appreciated by people of all ages and from all walks of life. For many people, the grass is greener on the other side, so I think that the people who will enjoy visiting the countryside the most are those who live in crowded urban centres, who haven't had the opportunity to experience the way folks live in the countryside. Simple things that country folk take for granted and don't even notice in their daily lives can be both curious and exhilarating for city dwellers. For example, looking up at night and seeing the stars that are usually impossible to perceive because of light pollution. Breathing fresh air free from exhaust fumes, chemicals, and other unpleasant odors. Driving on quiet, deserted roads and walking along beautiful country lanes. Witnessing fish jump from clear rivers, bumblebees buzz around colorful flowers, and birds soar in clear blue skies. Meeting friendly people who have time to stop and chat for a few minutes. Do people visit the countryside more today than in the past? As people have become more financially stable and better educated, more and more are turning their attention to the importance of both mental and physical health. People living in polluted, crowded cities are becoming more aware of the negative effects of their environment and lifestyle, and getting away from it all in the countryside is actually becoming more and more popular. Though the majority of city dwellers view living in the countryside as unfashionable and restrictive, and view country dwellers as naive and uneducated, they are starting to see the benefits of spending time away from the hustle and bustle of city life. The countryside provides opportunities for breathing fresh air, enjoying beautiful and diverse natural scenery, ample space for exercise and relaxation, and peace and quiet for self-reflection. Why do some people choose to live in the countryside? There are many reasons that people choose to live in the countryside. However, this is probably not a choice that most people have the luxury of making. These days, more and more people are beginning to recognize the benefits of country life, and even some of the wealthiest people in society, people who have been born and raised in urban areas, are moving their families to cleaner, quieter, more peaceful rural villages. That being said, most career-focused people still flock to big cities because of better career opportunities, public services, entertainment venues, and a higher standard of living. The majority of people who consciously choose to live in the countryside are those who are born or brought up there. Not everyone has the desire or the need to move to a city to make a living. Humans are creatures of habit, and moving to a completely different type of society can be daunting or unattractive to many people. These people prefer to stay in places with which they are familiar, close to family and friends, working for family businesses, and enjoying a lifestyle with less pressure to climb the social ladder. What's the disadvantages of living in the countryside? There are a number of important disadvantages of living in the countryside, which is why the majority of young people tend to migrate to urban centres upon completing their education. The main disadvantage is career prospects. The vast majority of industries operate in cities, so living in the countryside makes it virtually impossible to secure a good job in many lucrative sectors. Moreover, the standard of education in rural schools is typically well below the standard in urban schools. The higher salaries offered by schools, coupled with the higher standard of living in cities, invariably attracts the best teachers, while schools in rural areas struggle to recruit qualified teachers. The infrastructure in urban centres offers residents a far higher standard of living compared to the countryside. The lack of public transport networks and poorly built roads makes it difficult to get around. Telecommunications networks are not as advanced as in cities, resulting in poor mobile phone coverage and slow or unreliable internet connections. Hospitals are understaffed or lack the specialist equipment to deliver adequate medical treatment, and local governments don't have enough money to provide the kinds of public services that people living in cities just take for granted. Are people who live in the countryside different to the people who live in cities? I don't think that people living in the countryside are really different from people who live in the cities, as I think fundamentally all people are very similar. Though everyone has their own goals in life, most people strive to be happy. What separates them, perhaps, is what people perceive happiness to be. For some people, being happy is about possessions, owning a luxurious house, expensive car, precious jewelry and designer clothes make some people happy. And for others, climbing the corporate ladder is the key to happiness. These types of people typically live in or move to cities where people have better career advancement opportunities and more chances to become wealthy. Though some people living in the countryside undoubtedly also have a similar outlook, I think that many of those who consciously choose to move to the countryside probably have a different philosophy. For these people, maybe material possessions or career opportunities are not as important as having fresh air to breathe, time and space for relaxation and self-reflection. Perhaps they place a higher value on being close to nature, spending time outdoors, and having a more relaxed pace of life.